Hi, GWA and GWA Backstage. It's just Alyssa, and it's been a little over a week since I recorded or posted anything, rather. And that's a long time, actually. So, for posting anyway, for me anyway. And I'm a little nervous, so I'm gonna try and ease my way back in. And that sounded really, really dirty, but I'm going to ease myself back in with a questionnaire. Von Scriptenstein's Super Sexual Questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. So, first question is, what other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs, and why do you like them? So, looking at my feed, I have Gone Wild Audio. Of course, I have Porn Gifts, I have Gone Wild Tube, GWA Backstage, Audio Sexual, I had Gone Mild and My Cleavage, but I removed those because I kind of rotate things. Pretty much all of my subreddits in my personal Reddit page, my feed rather is sexual, all of it. It's what my Reddit is for. So if you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? If you already contribute to other subs, what made you choose those in particular? So I've actually been a frequenter on Reddit for a little over 3 to 3.5 years now. I was a very frequent poster of GW. I was a banner winner several times over for my pretty, pretty wet pussy that I used to plaster all over Reddit. Also, my breasts, tits, boobs, whatever you want to call them, have also been blasted all over some subreddits. What else? I think that's it. I think I went, oh, and I did Gone Mild, which some of you have seen, and My Cleavage. Why did I choose those in particular? Well, I like to show off my sexy parts. I think I have a very pretty pussy, personally. And being a banner winner and being who I was on GW, I was pretty popular there towards the end. Tells me that others agreed. I don't know. I enjoy showing off my sexy parts. I don't do it anymore because people are idiots, and I started being featured on amateur porn sites that did not have my permission to post my pictures. So once I finally got them removed, it took me about 3.5 weeks of consistently bugging them and having the mods from GW help. Once we got everything removed, I deleted those accounts and decided I wouldn't do that again. I was posting to Gone Mild because it's kind of, I felt that it was safer. And again, I like to show off my lady bits. And I was posting to Our Cleavage, and then I had a little bit of a personal crisis. So I removed those, for my protection. So the next question, what is your ideal body type in a sexual partner? And why does this turn you on? As long as you have confidence, I'm going to find you attractive. I've had bigger women in my life. I've had bigger men in my life. I've had smaller of both. If you're confident and you feel sexy, I'm going to find you sexy. And if I find you sexy, that turns me on. So I don't want to say I have an ideal type. In high school, I dated a man that was bigger. I mean, he was significantly bigger than myself. But he was very confident in himself. He was very sexy in himself. And my first girlfriend was heavier than me. So, again, if you find yourself sexy and you wear that confidence well, then I find that sexy. And I'm attracted to that. It's natural for me that way. So, sexy turns me on. What celebrities are you currently making you think dirty thoughts? This doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities. So I kind of have a thing for Idris Elba. I think, and I don't know if it's because he was so hardcore in The Wire. I don't know if that's what it was, but he's very attractive to me. Shamar Moore is also very attractive to me. And then, if anybody follows Sons of Anarchy, Jax, his name is Charlie Hunnam. He's very attractive to me. And then we have Jason. I think his last name is Samoa. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but he is on the Dothraki from Game of Thrones. He's very attractive. I am currently obsessing over The Walking Dead, which I'm a latecomer, I realize, but Glenn on there is very attractive to me. I don't know why, but Glenn is he catches my eye. It's very, very cute. Who else? Oh, and it's funny because I listen to Von Scriptenstein's audio, and he said that he had a thing for Rebel Wilson, and I actually love Rebel Wilson. I think she is gorgeous, and she's funny, and she's confident, and she's silly with her big girl sexiness, and I find that extremely attractive. So yeah, I would totally go for Rebel Wilson. Who else? Oh, Melissa McCarthy is also up there because she is fucking gorgeous. I love her movies. She's funny as hell. And she's hot. She owns her big girlness as well. And that's attractive to me. And Gabrielle Union is also attractive. Wow. I have a long list of celebrities that I think are hot. So let's move on. Unless you want me to talk about those dirty thoughts. The dirty thoughts I have about Charlie Hunnam, he's very rough and gruff, and same with Jason Momoa, they're very rough and gruff. And Shamar Moore and Idris Elba are more of I don't want to call them pretty boys, but they're more refined, I'll say. I like it rough. I really like it rough. I want you to pull my hair. I want you to spank me, and I think those two could do it very well, being Charlie Hunnam and what did I say? Jason Momoa. The other two, I think, would be really good to fuck me up against a wall. Glenn, I think, would be very passionate. Glenn from The Walking Dead, I think he would be very passionate and very thorough. The ladies, well, they have the same parts as I do. So I could definitely, and I have definitely gotten off to thoughts of Rebel Wilson between my legs. Yes. Okay. Moving on. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest? Okay, so we'll do the first one. The filthiest thing I would have to say. And I read through these questions first and thought that I could have the answers ready. The filthiest thing anyone has ever said to me. Probably was. Well, the one time it sticks out to me was. Oh, so my first boyfriend was actually my first girlfriend's uncle. And he was in the military, and we had sex a lot. But I remember one time we were having sex in the back of his truck, in the bed of his truck, in an open field. And as he was fucking me, he was sticking his, tongue in my mouth. He had his dick in my pussy, and he whispered or growled very deeply that he wanted to fill all my holes. And he asked if I wanted all my holes filled. And when I said yes, please fill all my holes, he immediately came inside of me. So the idea of him filling all my holes is what excited him, and in turn excited me, because once he came, I came. So that was probably the dirtiest thing I can think of, is just wanting all of my holes filled all at one time by him. The filthiest thing I've ever said to a partner was actually, sorry about the silence. Okay, so I dated a guy that was very anti cum in my mouth. He was uncomfortable with the idea of coming in my mouth and then kissing me. But I love a good blowjob. And a good blowjob consists of me blowing you to completion. I just think that it's part of it. It's part of the experience. So as I was giving him a very sloppy, messy, wet hand job, I told him that I was going to try to convince him to let me eat his cum. So while I'm down there on my knees for him, and I'm going to town using my hands and licking the head and tasting the pre-cum, I got him to that point to where the head of his cock was damn near purple. It was so ready to burst. And it would have been one or two strokes and it would have been over with. But I didn't go any further until I made him tell me to eat his cum. And the way I did it was I looked up to him and I had his cock like literally centimeters from my lips, and I kept licking and kept licking, and his eyes kept rolling into the back of his head. And finally I was like, "You're gonna tell me. You're gonna tell me to eat your cum. You're gonna tell me to swallow all of your sperm. You're gonna tell me to eat your cum, and then you're gonna kiss me afterwards." And by the end of it, his leg was shaking and he was damn near in tears. He was sweating a little bit. It was actually really hot, but I got him to say, "Fucking eat my cum." And then I said, with his cock in my mouth, mouthful, "Give me all your cum. I want to eat your cum." And he came in my mouth and I swallowed it. So I think that was probably the filthiest thing. I mean, it was a whole scenario. It was just drawn out for no reason. Just give me your cum. I want it. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Just cum in my mouth and get it over with. So I think that was probably the filthiest thing I've ever said. Nothing. I mean, when you're in the moment, I can't think of, like, I've said some really dirty shit in my life. Really dirty shit, really naughty shit. But in the moment, it's just there. And I can actually think of one other instance that's really personal, so I'm not gonna go there. But that's where I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, so next question. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. So that was it, the cum eating part. I can tell you a little bit about it though. I was stroking him because stroking is one of my things, and I would let the pre-cum build just at the top, at the tip, and then I would lick it, just get my tongue really wet and lick the tip, and I would stroke him and stroke him and stroke him, and then squeeze that pre-cum out, and I had him really, really, really built up, really, really, really edged him, probably for, I mean, I was fucking determined to have him tell me that I'm gonna eat his cum, so I did this probably for an hour and a half, building him up and just tasting his pre-cum and trying to get him comfortable with the idea that I'm gonna eat his cum when I got him to come for me, to the point his leg was shaking. I mean, he was sweating, his face was red, he was ready to burst, and he was one of those men that needed that visual and physical stimulation. So I really, really built this up. I mean, I had my tits out, I had my hair down. He had, at one point in time, he had my hair balled up in his fist, wrapped around his fist a good 2-3 times because my hair was long at that point. And he was like, he was like taking the tip of his dick, and I had my mouth closed until he would say it. So he was like taking his cock and like smacking my lips with it because he really wanted me to suck him off, but I wasn't going to do it if he wasn't going to come in my mouth. So I built him up with a really, really, really sensual, slow edging hand job. And then when I, all it took was me to slowly slide my mouth over the head of his cock, and he exploded. And he came so much that it ended up filling up my mouth and spilled over on my chest. A lot. There was a lot of cum. And he applauded me afterwards. He literally, with his pants down around his ankles, gave me a clap, slow clapped, and told me I was fucking beautiful with his cock in my mouth. So that is a very, very proud moment for me. I have one for a female. I actually went down on my girlfriend, and we were having a debate who could make who come first. Excuse me. And she can make me come relatively quickly. She knew my body very well, took the time to know my body very well. And I do this thing with my tongue that it looks like I completely flip it over, and I don't actually do that. But ladies, if you can imagine how good that feels, either inside of you, like a twisting wet tongue, or even just light licks, flicks on your clit, I'm pretty proud of that. I had her begging, hips bucking, pulling my hair, white knuckling the sheet, in probably, I would say 35 seconds using that method. So that's one I'm really proud of too. So yeah. Next question. Excuse me. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? What do you like about your body? So I have, for a smaller white girl, I have a nice butt. I'm very proud of my booty, especially in like cheeky panties. Those are the ones I posted most often before. I think I have a nice ass. I don't like the hips that are attached to it, but I think I have a nice booty. I have a bodacious booty. And what do I like about my body? I like that even though I'm short and I'm thick in some spots, all the right spots, that I have actually been a big girl, and I've been a really small girl, and then I've been average sized. Right now I am a little tiny bit below average, because of some other issues, and I'm actually actively trying to lose weight because, you know, females are always trying to improve themselves. So I think I like the most that my body is still elastic enough to bounce back, because I've put it through hell, and my body has been through hell. So That's probably what I like the most about it. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? And what about the mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? I'm actually pretty known to be submissive, I believe. I just like the idea of being able to give myself to someone that I trust and know that I'm going to be satisfied and that I'm satisfying them. I'm a people pleaser, and this goes for all aspects of my life, not just JTL on GWA. I'm a people pleaser at work. I'm a people pleaser in my life, all the way around. But I am the most satisfied sexually when I've satisfied my partner. That makes sex so much better for me, knowing that I can take care of them. And I specifically like to be able to take care of them by giving myself to them, by giving who I am as a person to them. Now, mind you, I haven't had a million sex partners. I've had, three men and 6 women my entire life. So giving myself to you, if you've gotten to that point with me, you're already special and you've already proven yourself to be a good person. So to give myself as that gift as a submissive is probably the sexiest thing I could ever do in my life. What about the mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? Just being able to let go. I run things at my job all day long, 8 to 10 hours a day. I run things. So being able to not have to run things and things still being taken care of the way they need to be taken care of and it being taken care of, you know, extremely properly makes it so worth it for me. Next question. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off? So, excuse me, and I'm way too far into this audio to turn around. Sorry for the little hiccups there. Like I said, I'm still getting over this cold, and I've got weird things coming and going out of my mouth. It's horrible. That was a horrible statement, and if I could edit, I would fucking edit that out. Anyway, my go-to fetish. I don't know if it's embarrassing. I don't care if it's embarrassing. It's who I am. I have 2 of them, actually. I really, really, really enjoy a good sloppy face fucking. And I'm talking about the guy has both hands buried in her fucking hair and is just fucking her throat. That is so hot. So hot to me. Like, it's crazy how much that is obsessive in my mind. Just watching that is amazing. I don't like it to be humiliating. I want it to be more, oh, you're so beautiful with my dick in your mouth, and a little bit aggressive, but the aggressiveness needs to be growling and really pounding her throat, not dirty aggressive, like you're a dog whore or whatever, I don't know. But I like that. And when he pets her head and tells her that she's a good girl, maybe some slapping is good and some choking is really good. Like, I like it rough. So the other one is I actually really, really get off on lesbian porn. Women are fucking beautiful. They are so beautiful. And to see a beautiful woman tasting another girl's pussy is top notch for me. That does it for me. Really does it for me. So apparently I have a thing for oral, it sounds like, and then jacking off. Watching a man stroke probably is like my number one, obviously, because I love stroking sexy, but that's enough to make me go over the fucking deep end. Sorry. Trailing off. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Well, I have some cum fuck me heels. I have some delicious black thigh highs. I have some sexy black panties and a matching bra. And I would put all of this on and I would lay in bed, not even looking at myself, but this combination of things, my come fuck me pumps are 6-inch stiletto heels. And I love my silky thigh highs, or my nylon thigh highs with the silky parts on top with the ribbons and stuff. And I love a good black matching bra and panty set, especially if the panties are cheeky, because my ass looks good in them. And I would really take my time and rub myself from my neck down to my breasts, really massage my tits, because I can come from nipple stimulation. I haven't been able to achieve this myself, but my partners have been able to make me come with nipple stimulation, and then really work myself my way down to my stomach and my inner thighs and tease myself and play with my lips and my labia and clit. And I would want a dildo in my pussy, maybe a plug in my ass, and a fingers on my clit. And I could probably, I'm multi-orgasmic, thank God. So I could do that for hours and hours and hours and still not be spent. I'm a little tiny bit insatiable. So I could literally do that for hours. I actually had an incident where I hurt my wrist because I masturbated too much in one day and I sprained my wrist. Imagine explaining that to the doctor. And I did. Not a problem. I flat out told them I was fucking myself and hurt my wrist, and it hurts bad, so I had to wrap it for like 2 weeks, and it was awful trying to get off with my other hand. So that's when I started depending really heavily on vibrators, and I had a small vibrator obsession. But we will move on. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? I oftentimes stay at my parents' house, and they have a dock, and it was a Sunday morning, and I had not touched myself all weekend long. I was trying to be good because family was in town. So it was early Sunday morning. I woke up and I grabbed a cup of coffee and I went out on the dock, and across from the dock, it's just a small river behind my parents' house. So it's not even like it's that far apart from houses, but I thought it was early enough in the morning. I sipped on my coffee, slid my hand down my pants, and I got off graciously. It was fucking divine. I mean, I wasn't quiet. I was loud. I squeaked. I made the chair move. I enjoyed my coffee, and anybody listening would have thought it was the best fucking cup of coffee I've ever had in my life. But my cross the street neighbor of my parents was in his kitchen getting himself coffee, and he saw the entire thing. I pulled my hand out of my pants. I licked my finger clean. I winked at him and I went in the house, and he has never spoke of it. And I'm almost positive he did not tell my parents, because my father would have killed me, probably. there is no shame in my solo loving game. I don't care. And if I ever got caught having sex, you should have knocked, or I should have locked the door. So be it. It is what it is. I'm going to get off when I need to get off. Part of who I am. It's a normal thing. It's not something that embarrasses me at all. So, cheating fantasies are often pretty common. I have some cheating fantasies myself, yes. But cuckqueening is less so. If being a cuckold or a cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? So my cheating fantasy is more so seducing an older married man, or even a married man. I have a problem with that because I want what's not mine and what's not supposed to be mine. And it's not a competition, although I do want to know my pussy is better than your wife's. I want to know that my pussy is better and that's what you think about when you're fucking your wife or your girlfriend. I want to know that my voice is what's in your ear getting you off when you're with her, no matter what you're doing, even non-sexual. I want to be consuming your thoughts. That's where my cheating fantasy comes in. It's horrible. I know I'm a bad person. I know this. you didn't ask if I acted on it, so we're gonna move on. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine, to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, to just watching a run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters. The Wonder Years. The Wonder Years. The relationship between the characters of The Wonder Years really confused me. Winnie was always so cute and so adorable, and Paul was a nerd. I don't know. It was The Wonder Years. I just remember thinking, Fred Savage's character, what was his name? Paul. Winnie. Fuck. And I'm not going to Google it. I'm not going to Google it. Anyway, their relationship, they, you know, watching them literally grow up together in the show was what used to get to me. So, is that strange? That's weird. That's a fairly non-sexual show, but, and then TGIF, I think, you know, the TGIF Fridays or whatever, that show, those shows, some of them had some sexual innuendos that now as I watch them, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get that when I was younger. But now that I'm older, I see that. Like Step by Step, the mom and the dad on Step by Step were always kissing and always touching each other. Like they were all over each other all the time. But I think it was The Wonder Years. God, I love that show. Yeah. Moving on. Jeez, nice. How long is this? Okay, I apologize for the ramble, guys, and I apologize for my voice. I know I sound like a troll. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Why is that the cutoff point? Again, sexy is sexy to me. I have met some 70-year-old men that were military, and they don't look a day over fucking 30. I have met some 50-year-old women that knock my socks off. I think young is relative. I'm not comfortable with like me being the age I am and talking to a 15-year-old. That's weird. But there's something sexy about, I don't know, an 18-year-old being interested in me, knowing my age and my experience and or lack of, because let's face it, I'm not the most experienced person in the world. But age is a number to me. I don't know. I've met much older men that are hot as fuck. And then I've met much older men that are just creepy, gross, old. Like, I don't know. I think it depends on, again, how you carry yourself. Confidence is a huge, huge sexual factor for me. So if you're confident and you're 60 and you wear the hell out of the suit you're wearing, you might turn my head. If you're confident and you're cocky in 18, depending on how cocky you are, you might turn my head. If you're sweet and kind and you have a beautiful heart and you're 18, you're going to turn my head and possibly interest me. So I don't have limits, I guess. I would never limit myself to something like that. I mean, all that stuff gets thrown out the window anyways. If you saw a hot woman or a hot man and then found out after you fucked them and it was the best sex of your life that they were 40 years your senior, is that going to change things? I don't know. I don't think so, but what is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? Well, I posted to GW and I actually knew someone for, well, their initial message was, "Damn, you have a pretty pussy. I'd like to lick that." That's how the conversation started. So, what is that, 2 seconds? Yeah. Would you like some making fuck berserker? If you get this reference without looking it up, congratulations. So, yes, I would. And I'm not going to give it away. I'm just going to, yeah, let's do that. Anyway, again, I apologize for the ramble. This is 36 minutes into me easing my way back into recording things, and my voice is nowhere near ready for GWA, because I'm still semi-sick, as you can hear in the audio. If you've made it this far, mwah, thank you so much for listening to me ramble, and I hope you have a super sexy night. Thanks.